We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Beaver Sports Podcast, brought to you by Hong Kombucha, handcrafted with love in Bend, Oregon for Beaver Nation. Here are your hosts, Mike Parker and John Warren.
Hi again, everybody. This week's Beaver Sports Podcast, as always, made possible by our friends at Hum Kombucha, fizzy, delicious, and made with antioxidants, probiotics, and all organic ingredients. Hum Kombucha, handcrafted with love in Bend, Oregon for Beaver Nation. Jonathan Smith is our special guest on this week's Beaver Sports Podcast. Coach Smith, on this signing day, which at one time in life was the day of days, I'm not saying it has an anticlimactic feel, but you did a lot of your work in that first signing period. But what about this one, augmenting what you were able to do in December?
Yeah, we did get a lot of work done in December, but it continued through January. Feel awesome about the guys we're adding at this point today. And then, you get that whole month of January with less spots to be adding. So you're looking at the future and younger players out there, and we got a lot of that done. So we took full advantage of it.
In the big picture, Coach, based on what you had done in December, what were your goals for this signing period? And you feel like you hit what you wanted to get?
Yeah, we wanted to get a guy at the line of scrimmage on each side of the ball. So a D lineman and an O lineman, we got that done. And then really through the process of just looking at it, we wanted to find a secondary, a safety, and that we were able to land that with Akili. And, just looking at our class last year, we really didn't take a safety. And so going back-to-back years without doing that, we didn't feel good about it. And so we were really happy to be able to land him.
What takes precedence over like a need to plug a hole because of graduation in a year or two versus a guy that's available that you really like?
You go back and forth. I do think that, like we're starting out, you're really two signing classes. We're still kind of filling the roster of specific needs by position. Mm-hmm. And so there's an allotment, and the position coach knows, okay, hey, we want to get two receivers and we want to get one running back or four O-linemen, whatever the number is, and we pursue it that way.
Coach, we've heard a lot about, we'll talk about it in a minute, to be in year two and to be, as the phrase goes, hitting the ground running with strength and condition and so on. But in a second full season and a first time to really hit everything in a recruiting cycle as a staff, How big of a difference did it make this year in both recruiting periods compared to what you dealt with a year ago?
Well, yeah, it was quite a bit different. And to have the whole calendar year to be able to truly evaluate, find the type of kids we were looking for that fill the needs by position. You know, you just had more time, longer time to build relationships with not only the prospects themselves, but the families and the high school coaches and all of that. And so just to be really thorough in the evaluation part of it and then the recruitment. And so it's different. We feel great about it. But I will say I feel really good about the class we had last year. I mean, I know it was short amount of time to be able to sign them, but I look at the guys we were able to land and what they're doing now. We feel good about that class.
Do people kind of overlook the importance of the second signing period because you get Jamar between the first and second one last year?
Yeah, well, last year, you know, we did about half our class in December and then the other half in January. So, yeah, the guys we were able to land last year in January are making a huge impact, Jamar being one of them, but Matthew Togo, John McCartan, to name a few. And so, like I said, I feel good about that class. You know, this year, again, having more time, knowing our needs and what we were looking for, again, we feel good with it.
And being in this business for the number of years and coordinator and different position coaches is one thing, but as a head coach, did you learn anything from last year to this year that you thought you might not have known?
Oh, yeah, I think you're always learning. I think you always are learning in regards to like your staff and what they're looking for, particularly in a position, and those conversations as the staff go on, and the more time we've been together, you even have a tighter idea of what – you know, whatever, Tibbs is looking for an outside linebacker, or Brian's looking for in a quarterback, Jim's looking, what the attributes they're looking for. So I think that's something that it's gotten even greater detail now.
You mentioned the names of some of your coaches, and you have a new one on staff. Let's jump on this while I'm thinking about it here, and you talk about some of your outstanding assistants, and you've added a secondary coach in Blue Adams. Tell us about the process of bringing Blue in, what attracted you to him, and what your thoughts are about Blue coming to join your staff.
Yeah, Blue's been a great addition already, even in the short span he's been here. When we had the position open to coach the secondary, we did want to really kind of pinpoint a few things that were really important in the hire, and one is being a teacher of the game. I mean, we're playing with a lot of secondary, at least four at a time. Sometimes it's five when we're in nickel defense, so the guy's got to be able to teach and know scheme. And so that was a priority as we looked at a bunch of different candidates, and he did sit down with quite a few of them, and he just continued to rise to the top. And the more you're around him, you can see why. I mean, he's coached at the highest level in the NFL, he's played in the NFL, been at some big time places, knows some scheme, and is familiar with the scheme we are running. But I also think he'll bring some things that some advances in the scheme that we're looking forward to implementing.
You know, I know you're looking forward to seeing Blue get on the field with your guys come spring. We'll talk about the structure of spring football as well here in a minute. But when you say he's a good teacher, how do you evaluate that without actually having been day-to-day in meetings and on the field with him? How does that rise to be a factor that you know he's a good teacher?
Well, we kind of asked a lot of the candidates we talked to, it was just to talk to us as if we were freshmen coming in for the first time and teach us from the get-go some of the basic things, but then introduce some of the scheme and how you teach it. And so over the couple of hours, you do get a feel for his ability to make it clear, clarity, understanding of the scheme and the ins and outs of it. When we would raise questions, he knew them, and he had a strong belief behind them. And so it came across very strongly when we were talking to him.
Well, and there's a lot to finding a coach, too, teachability, but also their ability to recruit and getting along with everybody.
Yeah, you know, I think he's got that, because it's just his personality type. You get around him, he's a great dude and enjoyable. I think his experience at the highest level helps in recruiting because a lot of these guys' aspirations are to do that, which is ours, too, for them to go on and do play at the highest level, and he's done it. And so all that will count as we continue to recruit players.
Was there a lot of interest in the position?
There was. You know, there any time a position opens in college football, especially at a big time place like ours, there was a lot of interest, which was good. It was cool to see. But we wanted to take a thorough approach, not go too quick. Didn't just want to hire a buddy. We want to improve ourselves, and I think we did it.
Coach, we'll stay on defense for a moment. With the hiring of Blue, your first person you mentioned as part of the second signing period was the safety, Akili Arnold. In your view, with guys getting healthier, bigger, quicker, stronger, working out in the weight room, some of the infusion of transfers, your thoughts about the defensive side of the football in year two, just an excitement level about what may unfold, some of the guys that are working hard to make your defense better?
Yeah, we're looking forward to getting back to be able to spring practice. Kind of the stage they're in right now is just working out, getting stronger and faster. And a lot of those guys on defense have made some gains, whether it's their strength or changing their bodies or gaining weight or losing weight. And so we like what's taking place now, but then getting into spring ball and actually going and practicing. And so, year two, again, the advance of getting it better from year one to year two, it's got to take place. And we all know that, and those kids know it, and we're working to do it. I'm confident in the plan and the approach we're doing in regards to the scheme we're running and learning it, but also getting stronger, faster, how we're practicing in it. And that's why, again, I'd love to get spring ball started tomorrow.
When is spring ball?
It'll start the first week of March, and we're going to do a couple weeks in March, and then these guys will have finals and spring break, so we'll have a couple weeks off there, and then we'll get back for the first three weeks of April.
And will you do spring game here or try to go somewhere?
We'll do a spring game here, but we will head over up into the Portland area again for a Saturday practice, which I'm excited about doing. I like getting engaged with. We've got a bunch of Beaver fans up there. I think it's good for our kids to be able to just go practice somewhere else. We play 6 road games every year and might as well get a little bit of taste of that in the spring.
And what about the overall structure of the spring period, Jonathan, how you're setting it up?
With regards to practice?
Yeah, and splitting it up a bit.
Yeah, I think we wanted to be able to go 3 times a week so we can have a day off in between to continue to watch the film, teach, engage these guys more than just running 4 practices a week. So we're going to try that out. Also, even for the bodies, the wear and tear, they get a day off in between, keep them as fresh as possible. And so that's why we're going with the start in March, but then the break in between with the quarter system, where the finals, you got to be off, and the spring break. It just felt like that's going to be okay, and we'll get kickback started in April.
Let's talk a little bit on the offensive side of things. Another quarterback in Chris, a little bit of just making sure that there's some depth there at that position.
Yeah, we're excited about that addition. You know, he's familiar with the place. You know, he's got family ties to it.
Sure.
He's got a pedigree. You know, with a dad and an uncle is coaching at a high level. But the guy's a good player. You know, mm-hmm. We've known him for a while. He's got a great relationship going with Coach Lindgren to start. And we feel like it'll be a nice addition.
You mentioned Akili, Coach. What about some of the other, before we get to some of the preferred walk-ons, and of which Jackson Chris, the quarterback, is one of them, what about some of the other guys that come in that you identified, such as James Rawls as a defensive end out of the junior college?
Right? Yeah, James, again, looking for a guy at the line of scrimmage in this January month to help us. Excited about his possibilities of having 3 years to play. He's got great ties to this university. You know, families that – you know, I think his grandma's been here and was a student here. His uncle I played with on when I was playing, he played online. And so, you know, he had ties to the place. He had a really good year at Fulton and then won a bunch of games. And he created some havoc in the backfield. And, early on in the process, he was thinking of another year in the junior college. But we found that he was ready to roll academically. And so he'll be up here this summer. And again, a specific need we needed, but also not sacrificing the long term of the program. He's got 3 years to play.
Evan Bennett, nose guard, looks like a pretty good size for that spot.
Yeah, Evan's been here now for about a month and doing some really good things. Got some, like you said, size to him. Great kid. Modern day high school, won a bunch of games, obviously. So coming from a culture in high school of what it takes to win games. And so he's fitting in nicely, and he'll be here for spring ball.
What about when you mentioned on the other side of the ball, you go north to Alaska, with apologies to Johnny Horton and the great tune, Anchorage, Alaska, and Thomas Sia. What about Thomas?
Thomas, we're really excited about him and his ability because he's got some size and athleticism. You know, he's played rugby, he plays soccer, and he's got a desire for football. He came in really a late weekend. It was something that we got some information from a couple of people that we really respect and trust, who were able to see him in an all-star game and seen him in person, and so got to know him. And his dad came out, had a great visit, and I feel like he'll help us in the interior part, center or guard positions.
Coach, what about some of the – I don't know if you can talk about each one, but your goals in terms of the preferred walk-ons and some of the people in that group that you're excited about?
You know, I think anytime you're always just trying to add to your roster, and walk-ons are a huge part of it. I know it's not just like a story because I was one. I mean, every program out there has walk-ons. I mean, there's 85 scholarships. Most programs have 115, 120 guys on the team. So there's a majority or a large chunk of walk-on players. And so all we do, I want to continue to celebrate who we're adding to the roster, and that's why it's a huge part of today and making these things official that these guys are signing with us. Again, we're looking for the right fit, the right players, guys that are interested in this place and then can play at this level. And so we're given an opportunity, and they're coming up with an opportunity to do some really good things.
If a kid comes in, does that, earns a scholarship, we've seen on features on ESPN about weird ways that coaches give scholarship announcements. Do you get into that, or do you just call them to your office and say, you're on, kid?
You know, I've gone back and forth on that. Most of the time we're in the office. I think when we gave Drew Kell a scholarship, it was pretty cool. We did it right after a spring practice so the team could celebrate it. So we've done it, you know, kind of both ways, and we'll see what we do next time.
Coach, last couple of things. Totally off the grid here for a minute. I saw an article in The Athletic today that said Europe is the next frontier. I don't know whether you're already aware of that, or you know, have people that you have contacts with, but I'm seeing, you know, there's some D1 offers coming out, you know, players in Europe. Is that next for Oregon?
We're never going to say no. I think that it is. The footprint continues to expand now that you can get access to information and evaluate kids further and further away now with the internet, and it's not uncommon for people to be stretching where they go and recruit. And so never say we won't do the same.
Well, you know, longtime legendary high school coach Tom Smythe's been coaching over in Europe, I think, for 20 years. He'd be the guy to talk to.
Yeah, I should hit up Tom. Yeah, because he would know. He's got an eye for football. Been doing it, like you say, a long time.
Coach, last couple of things. You said you want to get spring ball started tomorrow. What are you so excited about in terms of, you know, just what's ahead for you and the staff, and what kind of competition are you expecting, the health you go in with, et cetera?
Well, all of that. I think I enjoy that part of it, is just getting around our guys on the day-to-day and coaching them and seeing them work and compete and get better. I love this game. And so for any of our coaches, getting back with those guys and actually being able to coach them up. So that's like one of my favorite part of the job. And so that's why I say can't wait to get out there.
And the guys are putting the work in. Mike McDonald and his staff, we had Mike as a podcast guest recently. Really, yeah, I know he doesn't come out from that room to do these kinds of things very often, but he was really engaging, really exciting. Yeah. You could sense how much he's inspired the guys, and all the guys talk about it too. So what are your thoughts about the work getting done across the way?
Yeah, Mike does a great job, and his staff. Those guys, they deal with them way more than we do at this time of year, and so it's important, not just getting stronger faster, but also just in the culture and how we're doing things and the work ethic and attention to detail that he presents down there. It's huge. I think he's on the cutting edge, you know, in regards to not just motivating the kids, but also getting them stronger faster with injury prevention as well. And so that's a huge part of it. We want these guys to be staying healthy. And he's been working with these guys since the first week of January. He's got a good 8-week stint here, January and February, and then he kind of gives them back to us for spring practice.
And you're way ahead of the game right now with respect to how they work out, knowing what to do, the techniques, but also just physical health in that.
No, there's no question. I can remember it was like 14 guys on the bike in the spring practice last year, which we won't be dealing with this year, which, again, just optimistic about what we can get accomplished there because we are way healthier than we were a year ago.
Last thing, Johnny?
Well, no, it's a busy day, and just basically happy.
Yeah, we're enjoying it. You get to see good people, right?
Thank you, man.
You know? I even get to see Kerry Eggers. He's a great day.
Hey, John. Coach, thanks for the time. We'll see you tonight at the recruiting dinner. Really appreciate you taking time.
Yeah, thanks.
That's head coach Jonathan Smith wrapping up the Beaver Sports Podcast. And we will be hearing from Jonathan a little bit later as well. But this is the Beaver Sports Podcast, which is also brought to you by the Heat Pump Store, your local ductless heating and cooling experts. Join the ductless revolution. Experience Beaver Game Day when you visit Corvallis, not only in person, but check out Visit Corvallis. Extend your stay and take in all the Willamette Valley has to offer. Visit Corvallis. Come for the game and stay to play. And finally, Being a Beaver has its perks. Oregon State University graduates are already qualified for a scholarship towards earning their OSU MBAs in Portland, Bend, Corvallis, that's all in person, or online. Flexible and customized options will help advance your career trajectory. Visit mba.oregonstate.edu/beaver and do it today. John, as always, an exciting day. The first Wednesday in February has lost a little bit of its punch because so much has been done in December, but it sounds like some important pieces have been added in this class.
Yeah, and I think Jamar Jefferson, here's a guy that was a late get and was such a great surprise. You can hear by all the voices around us, it's a busy day.
Yeah. John, thank you. We'll do it again next week. That wraps up the Beaver Sports Podcast, again, presented by Hum Kombucha. See you next week for another edition right here on the Beaver Sports Network. From Learfield IMG College.
This has been the Beaver Sports Podcast, brought to you by Hum Kombucha, handcrafted with love in Bend, Oregon for Beaver Nation. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.